Welcome back here to What's Cooking Today, the nation's food, wine, restaurant, travel, and entertainment show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Matt Sassant. Where are we headed, Maddie Matt?
It is an honor to have our next guest here, American Legion's first female national commander, U.S. Army veteran, Denise H. Rowan.
Commander Denise Rowan, welcome to the broadcast. What an honor to have you with us. So good to have you here. Thank you for your service to our country.
Well, thank you, Michael and Matt. I'm great, really glad to be with you today.
Yeah, well, it's an honor to have you here, too. We should mention a little bit that Denise Rowan, she has got quite the list of accomplishments here. She is a 2 million member American Legion National Commander on August 24th, 2017 in Reno, Nevada. She was elected to that post. She is enlisted in the U.S. Army on a two-year contract in 1974. She served as active duty at Fort McClellan, Alabama, and Fort Lee, Virginia. She is... worked with the student loans at the University of Madison, Wisconsin, and she is just the real deal here. She has served as civilian volunteer with the Family Readiness Group of the Wisconsin Army National Guard's 32nd Infantry Brigade, the Combat Team, the 105th Cavalry Squadron, and the 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard. And she's a past department or state commander of the Wisconsin American Legion and Post 333 in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. She's got a great family. Do you live in Wisconsin these days?
Well, for this year, I'm pretty much living out of a suitcase. In the short time that I've been commander, I've been to 40 states and about 7 foreign countries so far. So,
wow.
But usually it's Wisconsin.
Wow. So congratulations on being the American Legion's first female national commander. And again, our guest is Commander Denise Rowan. Tell us about this Family First agenda that is the big project this year.
Well, that Family First agenda comes from the fact that it's pretty much what a military family lives. When you go off to basic training, you start depending on one another, all those folks that you're with at basic training, and we become family because of that connection. And one military base to one military base, and you become a new family. You get all those people that you're going to be working with and spending the days with and depending on one another, having each other's back through that whole process. Now, I met my husband while I was in the military, and when it came time for me to reenlist, they couldn't guarantee the two of us being together. So I got out and became a military wife. Now, as a military spouse, you start learning that your connection to the military is pretty much you're part of the whole family. You're part of that connection. And then we had our son, and our son became a military kid. And our military kids are asked to, when mom or dad get transferred to a new military base, they have to say goodbye to their friends, start over in new schools. The spouses are having to quit their jobs and find new jobs in whatever community they go to. Now, when it came time for the two of us, we were no longer wearing our uniform. We got out of the military, but we still had that need, the sense of obligation to continue to serve the nation. And that's when we found the American Legion. The American Legion is a family within itself also. We have the Legion, which is made up of war-era veterans, but the American Legion Auxiliary, which is the spouses, the female spouses of our military and their female descendants, as well as the sons of the American Legion and our American Legion riders. And so that family connection is there. And what we found out is as we serve the community and 9/11 happened and we go to deployment ceremonies and we say to our military heroes who are getting ready to deploy, what can we do to make sure you have one less worry while you're on the battlefield? Their answer is always the same. They tell us to take care of their families first. So that's what we're doing here at home. As our military families are feeling that tension, as long as this war on terror has been going on and the families have been asked to be resilient, the American Legion family continues to be there to support those families and our military personnel, as well as our veterans. And in reality, when I look at everything the Legion does, our Legion family is taking care of our nation's families time and time again.
Commander Rowan is our guest here today, the Family First Agenda. Taking place here today. Memorial Day is coming up, Commander, and this is going to be a big deal when we want to get together. Where will you be on Memorial Day, and what's are you going to be visiting Europe? What's happening this year?
I will be visiting Europe for Memorial Day, and I'm pretty excited about it. See, we have a lot of military personnel who live over in Europe as well as their families are over there. So have the opportunity to visit with those military personnel and talk to them about benefits and make sure that they understand that there's a transition assistance program that's available for when they decide to get out of the military. We're also having job fairs to make sure that our military families, the spouses, are able to find jobs when they transfer from one post to another. Now, the American Legion was founded over in Europe back in 1919 by our World War I vets who were in Paris, France. So we have a lot of Legion posts over there. A lot of our veterans who may have married a European citizen and then still living over there. So I'll get to visit with American Legion family members, as well as the opportunity to go to some of the U.S. military cemeteries and place a wreath in Normandy and learn some more of the history of how the Americans changed the lives of our European allies.
It's amazing. There's about 2 million members in the American Legion, members, and 13,000 posts worldwide. What are the issues that face the veterans these days?
Well, some of the biggest issues facing the veterans is having a strong VA healthcare system. There are a lot of VA hospitals across the nation. We believe that those are systems that are worth saving. They need some a little bit of improvements. The folks who work at VA hospitals are so proud to be able to serve our veterans. Our veterans are so happy to be able to use those VA healthcare system. But we also understand that we have veterans who live in rural communities who need to see private physicians when they need it. So we want to make sure veterans are taken care of when and where they need the care. We're also very concerned about the veteran suicide rate. The connection, that family first connection, having our veterans find one another, coming into a military, coming out of the military, finding a veteran service organization.
Give us the website real quick. We can get more information.
Our website, legion.org. It's just that simple.
Thanks
legion.org.
So much.
You bet.
.org. Thank you. Sorry about that. Somehow my line dropped out, but we got it in, and we'll do a quick edit in there. And, Commander, thanks so much for being with us. We sure appreciate it. Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Thanks for having me.